All right, yeah, I got confused because it looked like another caller had joined us.
Another caller did, Bob. The caller is from 718. Caller, you called earlier, and go ahead and voice your opinion real quick.
Oh, what okay, it's that earlier. Guy. All right, 718, I apologize. Go ahead.
Luke, finally nice to speak to you again since I confronted you at Ground Zero. Are you ready to start giving up the financial reports of all that money you took?
Money I took? I ain't take no money, first of all, and this is Louis D.
We got the proof, Luke. We got some paperwork from the ex-girlfriend.
Listen, we're not going to waste.
And then you want to keep people out for asking questions when you got a Freemason in the crew?
Caller, you're either going to allow everybody to speak or you're not going to be able to voice your opinion at all, okay? So if you have something to say, go ahead. We'll give you about 30 seconds to voice it, and then we're going to let Luke respond.
Oh, no, the fact that he likes to kick people out for asking questions, like We Are Changed Norwich, of course, other chapters got kicked out. People get deleted off his Facebook for asking about, yo, what's up with the money? What's up with the transparency? Now we got the records. Hold on, I'm not done. Give him 30 seconds.
I'm going to answer. I'm going to answer the financial thing, the Freemason thing, and supposedly me kicking people out. You want to do that?
All right. Sounds great. Go ahead.
All right. First of all, you say I kicked, you know, all these groups out because they ask questions, and I kicked you out because you ask questions. Louis B., I know who this is. I know the caller. You know, I told you to step down as a leader of We Are Changed Latino because you and Pat went after the Feel Good Foundation. You started writing Congressman Peter King, who was working with the Feel Good Foundation. You were saying that the Feel Good Foundation, a first responder organization, was stealing. You wrote letters to Peter King saying you were a part of We Are Changed, and that We Are Changed says that the Feel Good Foundation is stealing. Then I had John Field contact me and say, Luke, why is your group going to a congressman that I work with and say that I'm stealing money and embezzling money? And then when I kicked you out of that, I was like, look, you can't use the We Are Changed name to try to break ties between a congressman and the Feel Good Foundation who are trying to pass the drug bill. You can't do that. You said I could do what I want. I asked you to step down as a leader. You said you won't. So I said, fine. I can't have this in my organization, in my group, dividing and conquering first responders against us. So I said, you have to leave. And then as soon as you left, you started making up rumors about me stealing money. Then Sabrina Rivera gave Pat, your friend, the financials of We Are Changed to prove that we were not stealing. She gave you those documents in her own words to show you. This is the financial report, Louis B. We Are Changed is not stealing. Luke Rodowski has not stole. The major evidence that you have, that you use all over Clockshot Radio about Luke Rodowski stealing is this college payment. And let's talk about this college payment. I get financial aid. Sometimes this financial aid comes in late, which means I have to use my money on my account to pay for the college. And that's exactly what I did. Later, a check comes in that says financial aid. I cash that check and I use it for We Are Changed money. So the whole thing of me using We Are Changed money to pay for my college is utter nonsense and lies. I get financial aid that covers everything. No, because I got to describe this in detail because he's going to keep going on and on. This is finally the it. See, I usually don't like responding to these things because there's no reason. Like,
people don't need to be listening
to me explain myself against these stupid slanderers. Bullcrap. When we gave you the damn documents, we gave you the financial documents that we weren't stealing. And then you're going to go online and say we are stealing.
Okay.
And second of all, that We Are Changed account was my own money account. I had my own money in there before. So that money that I was spending other stuff on was my money that I had there before the We Are Changed even started. Now, that was a mistake. I should have never mixed in my money with We Are Changed money. I had everything accounted for. Now it's in one We Are Changed account and one my own personal bank account. I'm not a professional. Ever since I started the group, I've been asking people to help me do a nonprofit or do a corporation, do this and do that, and none of the group members helped me, even when Louis B. was within the group.
Yeah, all right, Luke.
I don't know what's going on with this, but there's the Freemason
it's all right. It's okay.
Yeah. Hey, let me let you know something, Luke. This is Ray Powell here. I run Revolution Broadcasting and have for quite some time. We organized Revolution March back in 2008. We've handled a lot of money through these organizations, and of the many other people I know that have handled money for organizations for the cause, this happens every time. You're going to get a group of people that's upset with you for one reason or another, and they're going to start doing the financial accusations. So, hey, man, don't sweat it. It's good you responded to the accusations. We just wanted to air that out so that the caller didn't, in fact, think that we were, you know, continuing some conspiracy to cover something up. You responded well, and let's move on. Let's talk about some unifying, positive solutions here.
It just makes me sick because I never made We Are Change about me. It's not about me. Other people like to make it about me just to fly out of God, man. I keep telling people
right.
I'm not perfect. I make mistakes.
Luke.
You know, it's just like everybody else makes mistakes. You know what I mean?
All right. Before we move on, though, Luke, I have to ask you this question, and all we need is a yes or no. Are you a Freemason?
No, I'm not a Freemason, and there are some people who have concerns because one of our members is a Freemason. His name's Clark Fitzgerald. He was a We Are Change member, and then he wanted to find out what, you know, the Freemasonry was all about. So he decided to join Freemasonry. People act like it's a big secret that we were hiding, that we had a Mason running things behind the scenes. If you're a part of We Are Change in New York City, you know, everybody knew we were making jokes about it, that Craig was a Freemason. We came and had a group meeting about the whole Freemason issue, and, you know, we had a big, long arguments, and even within the group, about what to do with these accusations of us being called, you know, saying that we're being infiltrated by Freemasons. You know, I know Craig, he's always been helping us out, do charity work, feeding the homeless, and doing all these other things. And me and Craig, we were fighting, we were arguing. We came to a conclusion, and I want to make this public. I want everybody to know, we came to an agreement saying, whether you're Catholic, or you're Freemason, or you're Muslim, or you're Jewish, whatever it is, that you are. We put all of our religious differences and backgrounds aside. We put that all aside because we have a mission to get something accomplished. And if Freemasons are doing something wrong, we will stand together and expose them. If the Vatican is doing something wrong, we will stand together and, you know, talk against them. And we do. We talk about how Freemasons want to microchip little children. That was the front page of our website. We talk about that. You know, we're not sympathizers to Freemasons. There's some good Freemasons and there's some bad Freemasons. Now, mostly they're all divided. But what Craig is trying to do is to find out what they're doing. And, you know, I've never seen him do anything wrong. Like, and telling people that we have to kick out a member who's helping us out because of a group he's a part of. I don't agree with Freemasonry. I never did. But that's his own personal choice. And, I don't think he's infiltrating anything. There's nothing really to infiltrate. We do everything publicly. If you want to find out what we're up to, come to New York City and come sit down at a meeting where we decide everything ourselves, you know.
Great job, Luke. You know,
yeah.
You really,
Karen,
I'm glad you were able to put that out.
Karen, I want you to speak up here for a second because I know you have been dying to speak with Luke. And Karen, you know, really, we've talked about this in the past. You know, your interest got into this whole thing because of the health battle. And the health of the first responders is at jeopardy here, folks, and we really need to pay attention to this issue. Karen, what would you ask Luke about, you know, how can we ask Luke to help bring awareness to this issue, and how can we help him, Karen? What do you think?
Well, I think he's doing an excellent job. I'm just really grateful that we were able to hook up, Luke, because everything that you just said resonates with me so very much. We've got to put aside our differences and we've got to focus on the problems. And the problem of the health for the 9/11 responders is critical. It is absolutely critical. And thank you for being so open about the money going directly to them. Everything that you said made perfect sense to me. And I mean, the health of all Americans is at stake here. So the more that we can come together and support you and support these great American heroes who have been, you know, thrown away, just like all of our soldiers and military coming back from the service in the war. You know, we expect everything from them, and then we give them nothing in return, and you are to be commended.
Yeah, and, you know, I'm not perfect. You know, everybody makes mistakes, and all I'm trying to do is do something that the government should have been doing a long time ago, and that's taking care of our first responders. That was one of our major missions in We Are Change, is just doing the right thing, being there for our police officers, military men, our firefighters who were there for us on 9/11, who risked their lives to save strangers. We should do the same. And, you know, I just wanted to say this. I never took a dime out of We Are Change money ever and spent anything on anything personal. I have a job that I work separately to pay for whatever I have to pay for. You know, I'm not, you know, it just makes me so sick knowing that I put so much on the line. I do so much for free. I bust my ass making sure I'm doing things, giving away all the profits to charity. I've been doing it for years, not seeing a single dime, not seeing a single penny, even going back to We Are Change during these events. I've been doing it for so long, and for people just to spit in my face and to accuse me of stealing, it brings me down sometimes. But then I just know that these people are a distraction, and they love the drama, and they love the infighting. And these people, the only thing they run is their mouths. They never run an event. They never run an organization. This stuff is not easy. But I'm asking people, put all the personal differences aside, and for God's sake, help out the people who serve this country. And
agreed.
Right. That,
agreed, Luke. That is what this day is all about. So we have some other callers, but callers, we're going to warn you now. We're not going to do this debate anymore. We're not going to be accusing anybody of anything. This is about unity today. This is about proactive solutions about to beat these adolescent children who think they can run this world. That's what we're doing here today.